Very excited for our next guest here. Garrett Podell of CBS Sports. This guy had an unbelievable prediction on the Steeler game the other day. If only I could find it. And I just had it here. I just had it right in front of me. Limits. Now you can read Garrett's stuff at CBSSports.com. He basically called the game the other day. Why don't you tell us exactly what you said, Garrett? I had this in front of me 2 seconds ago, and now I can't find it. You were right on the money.
Hey, Austin, thank you so much for having me. And while you may not have my written prediction in front of you, you got me right here, and so let me give it to you. Thank you so much for having me on. And yes, so this week
I have it, Garrett.
Have it.
And by the way, this is Joe. Austin is the guy who was on the phone before, but now this is Joe.
Joe, great to be talking with you.
Yeah, you're going to be talking to both of us. We both have questions. Here was Garrett's prediction before the game, and I quote, "The Steelers' offense and the Giants' offense are similarly structured in that they have mobile quarterbacks, Daniel Jones and Justin Fields, who struggle throwing over the middle with confidence and efficiency. Dallas wins in a slugfest, just like it did in Week 4, with all-pro kicker Brandon Aubrey and Prescott making one more play than their Pittsburgh counterparts. Cowboys 20, Steelers 19. Very nice, Garrett. Very nice.
Thank you. Off on the final score by 2 points. But, yeah, to me, I look at the Steelers, I look at the New York Giants, and just overall as teams, they're similarly structured, in my opinion. You mentioned the quarterback piece of it. Offensive lines could use some work. Both have great front sevens. Dexter Lawrence and Cam Hayward, both great in the interior for the respective teams. Brian Burns, T.J. Watt, Pro Bowl edge rushers. And on the other side, Kayvon Thibodeau, Alex Highsmith for the Steelers. They're just really similarly structured, but teams that offensively just can't quite make a play and don't have enough game breakers outside of one wide receiver, Malik Nabers for the Giants and George Pickens for the Steelers. And so I looked at this from the perspective of the Cowboys are a team that simply have the better quarterback in Dak Prescott. And a lot of these games, when it's close, you just look at it and say, which quarterback do I think is going to make one more play? I thought it was going to be Dak Prescott, and he certainly did on the fourth and goal play from the 4-yard line with 20 seconds left. And even though it was an hour and a half delayed, whatever, we were all up super late. Yeah, it was kind of cool to see it all play out how I thought.
What'd you think of Justin Fields? And if you were Mike Tomlin, would you go to a healthy Russell Wilson against the Raiders?
I did see that Russell Wilson, I believe, is practicing in a full participation for the first time this season. I would go to Russell Wilson personally. Well, it just depends on what your goals are, right? If the Steelers are a team that is trying to make the playoffs, I would go to Russell Wilson because I think the passing component of the game has a higher ceiling with someone like Russell Wilson. And even though he's years removed from being the 9-10-time Pro Bowler he was at the Seattle Seahawks, I think he elevates your passing game. But if your goal is to be a little more long-term focused, I would keep throwing Fields in there. He's someone who has definitely shown improvement this season with reps, incredibly athletic, and I think he has gotten better as a passer this year. But to me, he just seems to be still a second late when trying to throw over the middle and maybe into some tighter windows. He's still great throwing to the outside. But in today's NFL, you got to be able to threaten the defense and stress, you know, the inside linebackers and stress the slot corners, safeties, throwing over the middle. And especially when you have someone like Pat Freiermuth, who he caught all of his targets, I believe, but he only had 3. I think it was like 3 for 18 and a touchdown. I just don't think you're going to maximize Freiermuth and some of the over-the-middle stuff you want to run with Fields at quarterback this season. But if you want to just, you know, be more long-term, just keep giving him reps.
Garrett Podell from CBS Sports Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, the Steelers apparently are in on Devontae Adams, Garrett. Where do you think he winds up and when?
I mean, that makes a ton of sense, right? They were in on Brandon Ayuk until the very end, and then he looked around and said, I'm probably not going to find a better situation in San Francisco. The difference between Ayuk and Adams is Adams is looking around and saying, I don't really like my mediocre quarterback options here between Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew, and neither does head coach Antonio Pierce, because he hasn't even named a starter for this week's game because he's confused about which guy could maybe give him the edge or more of a boost, I guess you could say, between the two options. Obviously, there were some rumors about him maybe going to the Jets or going to the Saints because of his two buddies, Derek Carr and Aaron Rodgers, on those teams. But now Carr's hurt, and the New York Jets are mired in dysfunction right now. I think if the Jets can get their act together and maybe win another game or two, the trade deadline isn't until early November, I would see him going to the Jets if they can get their act together. But look, if the Steelers can show they're competitive, maybe they put Russell Wilson in the passing game, looks like it has a little more life to it, perhaps Devontae Adams is okay going to Pittsburgh. But right now, I would say the Jets, and I don't know, if the Washington Commanders are a team, they were in the pursuit for Ayuk this offseason. If they look around and think they can contend right away with how great Jaden Daniels has played, maybe they throw their hat in the ring. But I would say Pittsburgh's certainly a contender. I wouldn't say they're in the top two options if you're thinking about who's on Adams' list.
Garrett, it's Austin here. There's a lot going on with George Pickens right now between the message that was written on his eye black during the game. His effort level is being questioned when running routes. What do you notice when you watch George Pickens play, and how big of a concern do you think it is for the Steelers?
Yeah, I think the moment of his that stood out the most was, you know, when the game was over, him and Cowboys slot corner Jordan Lewis were going back and forth all game long, and he throws Lewis down by his face mask after the whistle in frustration, and I think that kind of encapsulated his entire night. I saw the quote that Mike Tomlin said, we want to up his efficiency by, you know, not having him out there as much or something like that, which was puzzling to me because he's clearly the Steelers' best, most explosive wide receiver. I don't understand why you'd want your best passing game option not on the field all the time. That just doesn't compute for me. I think you see somebody who is a little frustrated with the quarterback situation. We touched on Fields earlier. I think he probably runs some routes, and he probably feels that he is open, but that the football doesn't come his way enough when he puts forth the effort to be open. So I think you're just seeing frustration starting to simmer, and on some routes late in the game, he was kind of running head down or a little, I don't think you can say half-heartedly. It's NFL football. If you run half speed, you're going to get hurt, but just not with the same intensity as maybe earlier in the game. And I think that just boils down to the quarterback situation, where you expect Fields to scramble or just simply throw outside or check it down a lot of the time based on where he is in his development as a passer.
So we're 5 weeks in now with Arthur Smith's new offense, and a lot of the same questions remain, especially around Najee Harris, George Pickens. Do you think it's the personnel, or do you think it's the scheme that's holding the Steelers' offense back?
I think it's a combination of those things, right? Because I don't think any one of us would say, I like where the Steelers' offensive line is. And so much of an offensive success boils down to, in both the pass game and the running game, are you blocking guys up? Are you opening holes for your running backs? Are you giving your quarterback time to drop back and pass? Because I think just a big contrast between on Sunday night, the Cowboys and the Steelers, was Rico Dowdle, the Cowboys running back, who's an undrafted veteran. He had the best night of his career on Sunday. And if you just look at the line play on his runs versus some of Najee's runs, it just seemed like the holes were a lot bigger for Dowdle and Dallas when they were running the football versus the Steelers. So to me, I think it's a little bit personnel. And look, at the end of his time in Atlanta, no one was accusing Arthur Smith of elevating his talent with innovative play calling. And it almost became a meme that the third or second string tight end, whether it be Jonnu Smith in Atlanta last year or Connor Hayward, who caught a touchdown on Sunday, we're getting more red zone looks than, say, a Drake London or a George Pickens. So I'd say it's a combination of both. I'd say it's a scheme that is relying on the players to make plays, isn't necessarily helping them out from an innovation perspective, and offensive line's not great, which has a trickle-down effect on everything you want to do.
All right, Garrett. Limits, may I engage Garrett in a game of free association?
Yes, you may.
Let's spice this up a little, Garrett, shall we? Are you a willing participant in this?
Always. Let's do it. Let's get spicy.
Five words or less here, including one word if you like. We're going to go around the NFL. Did the Jets make the right move in firing Robert Saleh?
No, the OC is the problem.
Tua's going to come back and lead Miami to the playoffs.
Doubtful.
I like that. I like that a lot. Josh Allen's taken too many hits.
Yes, he needs to trust his receivers to get the ball out quicker.
The Baltimore Ravens will win the AFC North.
Yeah, I feel good about that.
The Steelers are a playoff team.
Check back with me in a few weeks.
The Cleveland Browns have completely fallen apart, and they're a laughingstock again.
Yes.
How many more?
Deshaun Watson scenario is an embarrassment.
How many? I just read where Deshaun Watson has more accusations against him than touchdown passes since he arrived in Cleveland. But anyway, how much longer for Deshaun Watson in Cleveland?
As long as Jimmy Haslam allows.
Kansas City Chiefs will host the AFC title game again.
Yes, they're zombies and they win no matter what.
Washington Commanders are for real?
Check back with me next week.
I can't afford to keep checking back with you, Garrett. I need answers right now. Do you believe in Jaden Daniels and that team?
I do. I think they're a playoff. They can make the playoffs.
Do you believe in the Vikings?
Yes.
Who's the MVP of the league right now?
That's a tough one. I think if you're going by stats, it's going to sound crazy, Sam Darnold.
That's Limit Sky here. He loves Sam Darnold.
I've always believed in Darnold.
Devontae Adams winds up where?
The New York Jets.
Thank you, Garrett. I have no further questions, and thank you for taking the time today, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on. Happy to chat with you guys anytime.
That's Garrett Padel, CBS Sports. Read his stuff at cbssports.com. Those delays had me worried on his answers, Limits, didn't they?
He was thinking.
I know. He was thinking, but I pressed him a little bit. You can't come back with check back with. We have no time to check back with him, right?
Yeah.
We need opinions right now. He's good. Read his stuff on Twitter. Very good. Had a great prediction on the game. Coming up, the big boy, Mark Cabali. I have lots of questions for him. He's spoken to George Pickens many times. What does he make of the whole Pickens situation? Does he believe that Pickens will get another contract? And does he believe Russell Wilson's next start is this weekend? Next weekend? Any weekend coming up? Let's talk to that guy.